Magandang araw sa bawat isa. I pray all of you are well sa inyong mga tahanan. And I am Elder Jojo, and this is our midweek sermon for March 18, 2020 sa ating pag-aaral ng Exodus. And as you all know, we are on lockdown. And in normal circumstances, we should be having our midweek service at church every Wednesday nights. But these are not so normal circumstances. So we will continue our study in Exodus virtually muna. So I hope you have your pen, your notebook, and your Bible ready as we begin this study. So let us open up in a word of prayer. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this day. That despite ng aming pong limitations because of the situation, you have gathered your children together to listen to your word. Thank you, Lord, for this technology that you have provided for us in order to make this possible. And we just ask, Lord, that may you bless our time together. May you open our spiritual ears, our spiritual eyes. And may you be glorified in the preaching and the teaching of your word. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So sa ating pag-aaral ng Exodus, we are now sa section wherein pinag-aaralan natin yung mga plagues. And it is timely na we are studying yung mga plagues as we are experiencing ngayon yung COVID-19 outbreak. So as we study at ang Exodus, we see the Lord's glory in display. So we have learned that God is sovereign in everything na nangyayari. In our situation today, yes, we need to take safety measures para di kumalat yung virus, di na kumalat, but at the same time, there is no single rogue molecule that the Lord is not in control of. He's always in control of everything, and as I have said last week, it is right for us to be vigilant, it is right for us to be cautious. What is not right for us is to be hopeless. We also have learned that God will rescue His people. So nakita natin ito, how the Lord displayed yung kanyang glory in saving Israel sa kanilang pagkakaalipin sa Egypt. So as God's children, we cry for Him, to Him for help. We cry to God for mercy. And He will deliver His people. He will rescue His people. Now we have finished yung six plagues already. And as we have learned, no, itong mga plagues intensifies as they progress. And somehow, nakikita natin that they seem to have come in three sets of three, followed by yung 10th plague, which is the deadliest of all. Yung first three na plagues, the blood, the frogs, and the lice, were not that destructive sa animals and human life, but they were very annoying. Yung second three na plagues, the flies, the death of the animals, and the boils, were not just simply annoying, but now it caused death sa mga animals and life-threatening sa mga humans. Now, yung third three na plagues, which is yung pag-aaralan natin sa mga susunod na araw at saka ngayon, were more devastating that it caused death and destruction to plants, animals, and humans. We must understand that itong mga plagues na ito, written in Exodus, were not just freaks of nature. They were given as miraculous signs of God's sovereignty. So, it is a message to Pharaoh that it is Yahweh who is in control, not him. So these plagues have a moral purpose. Di lang sila something na cause and effect ng isang natural phenomenon. When God displayed His glory sa mga plagues, He is discrediting the Egyptian gods and goddesses who were supposed to control yung mga bagay that they were worshipped for. It is a message kay Pharaoh that he is not sovereign at all. It is also a message sa mga Israelites that God is the only one that saves. So the plagues has a moral purpose. Last week, we have studied the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth plagues. So the plagues of flies, the death of the animals, and the boils. Now, we will study yung seventh plague, which is yung plague ng hail. So, open your Bibles to Exodus 9, and we will be reading from verse 13. So follow along as I read itong text natin today. So I will be reading sa ESV. Verse 13. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Rise up early in the morning and present yourself before Pharaoh and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. For this time I will send all my plagues on yourself and on your servants and your people, so that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. For by now I could have put out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, and you would have been cut off from the earth. But for this purpose I have raised you up to show you my power, so that my name may be proclaimed in all the earth. You are still exalting yourself against my people and will not let them go. Behold, about this time tomorrow, I will cause every very heavy hail to fall, such as never has been in Egypt from the day it was founded until now.'" Verse 19. "Now therefore, send, get your livestock and all that you have in the field into safe shelter, for every man and beast that is in the field and is not brought home will die when the hail falls on them. Then whoever feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh hurried his slaves and his livestock into the houses. But whoever did not pay attention to the word of the Lord left his slaves and his livestock in the field. Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Stretch out your hand toward heaven, so that there may be hail in the land of Egypt, on man and on beast, and every plant of the field and in the land of Egypt.' Then Moses stretched out his staff toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, fire ran down to the earth. And the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. There was hail and fire flashing continually in the midst of the hail, very heavy hail, such as had never been in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. The hail struck down everything that was in the field in all the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And the hail struck down every plant of the field and broke every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the people of Israel were, was there no hail. Then Pharaoh sent and called Moses and Aaron and said to them, 'This time I have sinned. The Lord is in the right, and I and my people are in the wrong. Plead with the Lord, so there has been enough of God's thunder and hail. I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer.' Moses said to him, 'As soon as I have gone out of the city, I will stretch out my hands to the Lord. The thunder will cease, and there will be no more hail, so that you may know that the earth is the Lord's. But as for you and your servants, I know that you do not yet fear the Lord God.'" Verse 31. "The flax and the barley were struck down, for the barley was in the ear and the flax was in bud. But the wheat and the emmer were not struck down, for they are late in coming up. So Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh and stretched out his hands to the Lord. And the thunder and the hail ceased, and the hail no longer poured out upon the earth. But when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunder had ceased, he sinned yet again and hardened his heart, he and his servants. So the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people of Israel go, just as the Lord had spoken through Moses." So, naghahanap ako ng Tagalog word for hail, and ang pinakamalapit na nahanap ko sa internet is this: ulan na ang patak ay namumuo. So, pag may pumapatak na hail, ang isisigaw mo in Tagalog is, punta na kayo sa silong, nandyan na yung ulan na ang patak ay namumuo. For a lack of better word in Tagalog, tatawagin na lang natin itong hail. But if you know the word in Tagalog ng hail, so I would be glad to know. So tell me. Okay? So, I have done some research sa hail, about hail, and ito yung mga na-discover ko. In history, ang recorded na heaviest na hail is 1.02 kilos, so or isang kilo. And yung pinakamalaking diameter ng hail na recorded is 7.9 inches. So almost kasing laki ng isang volleyball ball, which is 8.15 inches in diameter. Yung terminal velocity daw ng hail or yung speed ng hail na pag bumagsak siya sa ground is nagbabari sa laki niya. So yung isang centimeter na hail, so it is about 1/3 ng inch, is may terminal velocity na 30 kilometers per hour. So yung isang 3 inches na hail naman can fall at a speed of 170 kilometers per hour. So imagine yung lakas ng hail na yun. No? Yung lakas ng impact. Now, in recorded history, etong mga hail daw lasts for a few minutes up to 15 minutes. And kayang mag-accumulate ng mga ng hail na 18 inches yung deep sa ground, yung kanyang depth sa ground. So, di biro itong pag-ulan ng ulan na namumuo or hail. So, it is indeed really deadly kung sakaling magkaroon sa atin. So, in fact, no, one of the deadliest hailstorms na recorded is nangyari noong 19th century sa India, wherein may estimated na 200 to 600 people ang namatay dahil sa pagbagsak ng isang hail na 3 inches ang diameter. So we must understand, mga kapatid, this plague of hail in Exodus was also recorded in history. And ang sabi dito ng Moses sa Exodus 9:18, "Behold, about this time tomorrow, I will cause very heavy hail to fall, such as never has been in Egypt from the day it was founded until now." Kung nalulula na tayo sa hail na isang kilo or sa isang sa hail na 8 inches ang laki at bumabagsak ng hail na 3 inch ang laki na bumabagsak ng 170 kilometers per hour sa recorded history, how much more in this record of history sa Exodus? So, di man na-record yung bigat, yung diameter, yung terminal velocity ng hail, just by reading yung unang anim na plague, we know that this seventh plague, the plague of hail, was indeed deadly. So, verse 13, sabi dyan, "Then the Lord said to Moses, rise up early in the morning and present yourself before Pharaoh and say to him, thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me." So tulad ng first tsaka ng fourth plague, which is yung unang plague sa group ng tigtatatlong plague, etong seventh plague begins with Moses getting up early in the morning to confront Pharaoh. And after six plagues and eight warnings, God's demand is the same demand na naririnig ni Pharaoh ever since. Sabi ng Panginoon, "Let my people go that they may serve me." God is saying to Pharaoh, "They are my people. They are not yours. They were called to worship me, not to worship you." And the Lord gave the Pharaoh a warning that if he will not, ito yung mangyayari. Kung titignan natin, etong plague ng hail was so far the longest account sa mga napag-aralan natin. It has 23 verses. And sa verses 14 to 18, God gave this warning kay Pharaoh. Sabi dito sa verse 14, "For this time, I will send all my plagues on yourself and on your servants and your people so that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. For by now I could have put out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, and you would have been cut off from the earth. But for this purpose I have raised you up to show you my power, so that my name may be proclaimed in all the earth. You are still exalting yourself against my people and will not let them go. Behold, about this time tomorrow, I will cause very heavy hail to fall, such as never has been in Egypt from the day it was founded until now. Scary, nakakatakot. Siguro at this point, no, sa sixth plague, it was obvious kay Pharaoh that God had the power to wipe Egypt off the face of the earth. And Pharaoh has to know that he has not seen the worst yet. Kaya sabi ni Moses sa verse 14, "For this time, I will send all my plagues on you yourself." Sa NIV, ang ginamit niyang word is, "I will send the full force of my plagues." Parang sinasabi ng Panginoon, "Hey, you're not done yet. What you have experienced was just the appetizer. Wala pa tayo sa main course." So, kung yung mga unang plagues is parang nakakairita lang. So, nag-start sa tubig, tapos nag-move on sa air, tapos sa land. Now, sa seventh plague, it will rain down from the sky. Obviously, things were getting worse here in Egypt as God pours out His wrath kay Pharaoh and all of Egypt. Now, in verse 14 to 16, we see here a purpose statement. Sabi dyan, "So that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. For by now, I could have put out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, and you would have been cut off from the earth. But for this purpose, I have raised you up to show you my power so that my name may be proclaimed in all the earth." Siguro some of you were asking, why did God do this? Ano yung kanyang purpose for plaguing Egypt? Sa pag-aaral natin, nakita natin that God was punishing Egypt because of Pharaoh's disobedience. Many times, the Lord warned Pharaoh through Moses to let God's people go. But this ruthless, evil, rebellious Pharaoh refuses to let God's people go. So as a consequence, his people are suffering because of his rebellion. Napag-aralan din natin that etong mga plagues were part of God's plan to bring for bringing out Israel out of slavery. Now, although these general purpose statements were clearly seen sa pag-aaral natin, chapter 9, no, purpose statements bring even a greater clarity regarding sa intention ng Panginoon for bringing the plagues. Here, makikita natin that God gave Pharaoh three purpose statements. Bakit niya pinadala yung mga plagues? Sa verse 14, makikita natin that God sent the plagues to demonstrate the uniqueness of His omnipotence. So, God sent the plagues to demonstrate that the uniqueness of His omnipotence. For this time, sabi niya sa verse 14, "I will send all my plagues on you yourself, and on your servants and your people, so that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth." God's purpose is para ipakita kay Pharaoh that God is greater than him and all of their gods and God and goddesses combined together. Titignan natin yung literal translation ng phrase na "I will send all my plagues on you yourself is "I will send all my plagues to your very heart or against your heart." So, "I will send all my plagues against your heart." So, etong mga Egyptians, they believed that Pharaoh's heart was the foundation of their society and the source of all human progress. So, they considered Pharaoh to be their god, and what is worse is that this Pharaoh agreed. Kasi sabi sa verse 17, "You are still exalting yourself against my people and will not let them go." Of course, Pharaoh know that he is not God. He's a mere human. But these Egyptians, they exalted Pharaoh, and this Pharaoh agreed that he is God. By Pharaoh setting himself against Israel, he was setting himself against God. So he was exalting himself to be God. We see here a proud, rebellious heart. And God confronted this blasphemy by sending the full force of his plagues against this evil, rebellious, proud heart. So the purpose of the plagues was to demonstrate the godness of God and to convince Pharaoh of the uniqueness of God's omnipotence. So bago mag-start ang mga plagues, this Pharaoh, ang sabi niya kay Moses, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord." At this point, probably, he should have known that there is no one like God in all the earth. So that is the first purpose statement. Now, a second purpose is makikita natin sa verse 16. And that was to show the universality of God's praise. So, it was to show the universality of God's praise. "But for this purpose, I have raised you up to show you my power so that my name may be proclaimed in all the earth." God was the one who put Pharaoh on the throne and allowed him to stay there. God did this for the specific purpose of him showing Pharaoh his power through the plagues. And although kung titingnan natin, these plagues were for Pharaoh's benefit na mapunta siya sa throne, these plagues had global implications too. God wanted to be worshipped around the world, and ginawa niya ito by sending the Egyptians the plague in order to save his people. Makikita natin in history that through the plagues, God achieved a missionary purpose. Kung ang plague lang siguro ay iisa, then mabilis itong makalimutan. But 10 plagues, who can forget that? My lolo was a soldier noong World War II. And in fact, survivor siya ng Death March. So, nandun siya mismo sa korehidor nung nagfall ang bataan sa mga Hapon. And I am always amazed every time na nagkukwento siya how he survived that war. And I can't imagine how itong mga Israelites, so inuulit-ulit yung kwento nila sa kanilang mga anak, how the Lord saved them sa kanilang slavery sa Egypt. Can't imagine how they praised the Lord for His wonderful works when the Lord delivered them by sending the plagues sa Egypt. And these works of God sa plagues echoed all throughout salvation history. Sa Deuteronomy 6:21-22, this is how etong mga Jewish parents relayed this story ng kanilang redemption sa kanilang mga anak. Sabi nila, "We were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders, great and grievous, against Egypt and against Pharaoh and all his household before our eyes." Can't imagine how excited yung mga children hearing those stories. They also recited the plagues in their psalms. Makikita natin sa Psalm 78:47-48, which is yung Psalm 78 is a historical psalm. So sabi dito, "He destroyed their vines with hail and their sycamores with frost. He gave over their cattle to the hail and their flocks to the thunderbolts." Nung papalapit na sina Joshua sa Promised Land, ang bukang bibig ng mga Canaanites is yung work ng Panginoon sa Egypt nung pinalaya niya ang mga Israelites. So they were afraid. So 1 Samuel 4:7, chapter 4, verse 7 to 8, ito yung sabi ng mga Philistine, "Woe to us, for nothing like this has happened before. Woe to us who can deliver us from the power of these mighty gods. These are the gods who struck the Egyptians with every sort of plague in the wilderness." So, itong ginawa ng Panginoon all throughout the Old Testament were praise, which is yung kanyang intention kung bakit niya binigay yung plague, why he raised Pharaoh up, why he sent yung mga plagues. And this is interesting kasi sa Romans chapter 9, 16 to 17, yung inexplain ni Pablo, yung sovereign power ng Panginoon in salvation, etong sinulat niya. Romans chapter 9, verse 16 to 17. So then it depends not on human will or exertion, but on God who has mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, "For this very purpose I have raised you up, that I might show you my power in you, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth." Paul is quoting Exodus 9:16 to explain God's sovereignty in salvation. And sa Revelation, makita natin that God will again duplicate some of the plagues na ginawa niya in Egypt. But in Revelation, mas matindi ang effect kaysa sa plagues ng Egypt. So God's name will indeed be proclaimed in all the earth because of these plagues all throughout redemption history. So that is the second purpose statement ng Panginoon. That my name may be proclaimed in all the earth. Now, merong ikatlong purpose statement, but makikita natin yan sa verse 29 ng Exodus chapter 9. So, balik tayo sa Exodus chapter 9. And it comes as an explanation why God ended the plague of hail. Sabi dito ng Panginoon sa verse 29, Exodus chapter 9. Moses said to him, "As soon as I have gone out of the city, I will stretch out my hands to the Lord. The thunder will cease and there will be no more hail, so that you may know that the earth is the Lord's." So here, makita natin that the purpose of the plague is to emphasize to Pharaoh God's unlimited authority over all creation. The earth is the Lord's, not Pharaoh's. He is the one who commands all of his creation, not their gods. God is the creator and all things belong to him. It is not theirs in the first place. So verse 18 ng Exodus chapter 9, makikita natin yung warning. Sabi dyan, "Behold, about this time tomorrow." So makita natin dito is yung precision kung kailan darating tomorrow. I know we can predict a storm, pero hail? I don't think so. We can predict hail. "I will cause very heavy hail to fall, such as never has been in Egypt from the day it was founded until now." So this was indeed a terrible hailstorm. And the hailstorm of all hailstorms. So remember yung isang kilo na hail or 8 inches na hail? So this is far more than that. And now sa verses 19 to 21, makikita natin that here sa seventh plague, the Lord nagbigay siya ng warning, but at the same time, nagbigay din siya ng test. Something na hindi niya ginawa sa mga naunang plagues. Verse 19, sabi dyan, "Now therefore send or give an order to." "Give an order to get your livestock for your people, to get your livestock and all that you have in the field into safe shelter. For every man and beast that is in the field and is not brought home will die when the hail falls on them." Now, this was not the first time that the Lord gave a warning. But this was the first time that the Lord had given the Egyptians a chance to protect themselves. Parang isang storm warning na ito is parang storm warning ng pag-asa. Parang sinasabi niya, may darating na bagyo, greater than Yolanda, so punta na lahat sa evacuation center, darating siya bukas. So sinasabi ng Lord kay Pharaoh to tell the Egyptians to seek shelter sila, pati ang kanilang mga alagang hayop. Kung titingnan natin, Pharaoh had every reason to follow God's warning. Siguro for now, he is convinced what the Lord can do if di siya nakinig sa kanyang warning. And some of his cattle died sa fifth plague, especially those who were out in the field. So, if di siya susunod, maubos lahat ng meron siya na cattle. He would not take that risk. But you know what? This Pharaoh refused to listen. Di siya nakinig. He would rather take his chances sa kanyang mga gods. He would rather trust in Shu, S-H-U, the god of the atmosphere, who yung mga Egyptians na niniwala siya na siya yung may hawak ng kalangitan. Or he would rather pray to Nut, N-U-T, the sky goddess. Or kay Tefnut, the goddess of moisture. So, hindi po siya kapatid ni Choknut. So, si Tefnut. Or kay Set, the god of wind and storm. He would rather pray to these gods than to bow down to the God of Israel. Let me ask you this question. To whom are you relying on to save you from this epidemic na meron tayo ngayon? Are you relying on DOH, the government, yung ating perfect hygiene, yung inyong immune system? As I have said, tama lang maging cautious, but as believers, let us not be hopeless. We cry to God for salvation. Sa yung ating masasandigan, He is a firm foundation. God is always in control. He is not blind. He is not deaf. He will listen to the cries of His people. Amen? But you know what? This Pharaoh, sa Exodus, refused to cry to God for salvation. But there is an amazing thing na nangyari sa seventh plague. Kasi sa verse 20, there were some Egyptians na naniwala sa Panginoon. Sabi dyan sa verse 20, Then whoever feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh herded his slaves and his livestock into the houses. But whoever did not pay attention to the word of the Lord left his slaves and his livestock in the field. Now, some Egyptians, they don't need 10 plagues. All they need is 6 plagues. And it's more than enough for them to be convinced that God's word is indeed true. Some of the Pharaoh's officials, sabi dito, so verse 20, herded their slaves and their livestock into the houses. Now, they were listening even if Pharaoh wasn't. And they decided to take God at His word. Remember, they have one day to prepare and they did prepare. They believed God's word. Kung titignan natin at this point yung response ng mga officials ni Pharaoh, feared the Lord, shows that the plagues were starting to make believers out of the Egyptians. Their conversion process probably began sa third plague wherein ni-recognize nila that yung third plague was caused by a finger, by the finger of God. And probably some of them ay sumama sa mga Israelites nung lumabas sila ng Egypt. Kasi sabi sa Exodus chapter 12, verse 38, that a mixed multitude also went up with the Israelites. So, di lang itong plagues were supposedly para sa salvation ng buong Israel, but also some Egyptians were saved too when they put their faith in the word of the Lord. Now, some of the officials feared God's word, but not all of them. In fact, most probably, a great majority of them failed to heed God's warning. Sa verse 30 ng Exodus chapter 9, mababasa natin, But as for you and your servants, I know that you do not yet fear the Lord God. And so verse 34, these officials along with Pharaoh hardened their hearts. Not only that they hardened their hearts, but nagbingi-bingihan sila sa salita ng Panginoon. So verse 21, sabi dyan, They did not pay attention to the word of the Lord and left their slaves and their livestock in the field. Literally, ibig sabihin, Literally, ang ibig sabihin dyan is that they did not set their hearts on the words, on God's word. Kapatid, we must understand that our response to God is always a matter of the heart. And a heart that is not set on His word becomes dead set against His will. And this is what happened here. Pharaoh and some of his officials decided to take their chances with their gods. So verses 22 to 25, what begins as a warning now became a reality sa mga Egyptians who do not fear the Lord. Verse 22. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward heaven so that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, on man and beast and every plant of the field in the land of Egypt." Then Moses stretched out his staff toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire ran down to the earth, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. There was hail and fire flashing continually in the midst of the hail, very heavy hail, such as had never been in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. The hail struck down everything that was in the field in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And the hail struck down every plant of the field and broke every tree of the field. The Lord gave them one day na warning. And the storm came right on schedule. It was the worst hailstorm ever in the history of Egypt. And kasama ng hail is yung thunder and lightning. So verse 25, etong verso, the hail struck down everything that was in the field in all the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And the hail struck down every plant of the field and broke every tree of the field. By the time God was finished, the land was totally ruined. People died, probably yung mga cattle na nakasurvive doon sa mga naunang plague were out there in the field nung nangyari yung hailstorm. So all cattle na pag-aari ng mga Egyptians na di nakinig sa salita ng Panginoon died. But there is an interesting comment si Moses down sa verse 31 to 32. Sabi dyan, "The flax and the barley were struck down, for the barley was in the ear and the flax was in bud. But the wheat and the emmer were not struck down, for they are late in coming up." Sabi dyan na not all crops were destroyed. Yung flax and barley were destroyed kasi nagbunga sila, nagbubunga na sila, but yung wheat were seedlings pa, kaya hindi sila nasira. Usually, yung Egyptians harvest yung wheat almost 2 months after ma-harvest yung flax saka yung barley. And yung barley and yung flax sinaharvest sa beginning ng year, so January. So etong plague na ito were just months away before mangyari yung Exodus. So ayon sa Jewish calendar, yung Passover nila is tuwing April. So yung plague ng hail was just 4 months away before sila mag-exit sa Egypt. So people, animals, and plants died here sa plague na ito. Although somehow meron silang idea na may food pa rin naman sila kahit nasira lahat kasi meron pang wheat, makikita natin sa susunod na plague na uubusin ito ng mga locust. So, itong commentary sa verse 31 to 32 ni Moses explained to us yung question na anong kinain ng locust kung naubos na lahat ng plants sa hailstorm. Meron pa silang kinain, yung wheat. So, sa verse 26, going back to Exodus chapter 9, we see here another miracle. Only in the land of Goshen, where the people of Israel were, was there no hail. So, walang Israelites or livestock nila or plants nila na nasira. So, we see here the power of God. This was not just a natural phenomenon lang. This was, there was a moral purpose here. And that is to save God's people, yung mga Israelites. Siguro if may news noon, no, para siyang ganito, no? Mga kapuso, dito sa Egypt, may hailstorm, pero sa Goshen, wala po. So siguro, if you were one of those Egyptians, praying to your gods, no, habang nagtatawa ka sa silong ng lamesa mo, tapos nakita mo after ng storm, all were destroyed, tapos nalaman mo, walang destruction sa Goshen, I believe you would repent. And kung titignan natin sa verse 27 to 28, parang ganun yung nangyari kay Pharaoh. But we know, this is just one of his false repentance. Sabi dyan sa verse 27, then Pharaoh sent and called Moses and Aaron and said to them, this time I have sinned, the Lord is in the right, and I and my people are in the wrong. Plead with the Lord, for there has been enough of God's thunder and hail. I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. Kung titignan natin, parang nakakatawa itong repentance ni Pharaoh. Kasi sabi niya sa verse 28, we have more than enough ng hail. Enough of this plague. After sixth plague, sabi niya, he has more than enough. Some siguro, one plague is more than enough. With our present condition, situation ngayon, I can't imagine a plague pa ulit after nitong COVID-19. Etong nangyayari ngayon is more than enough for me. But etong Pharaoh na ito, it took him 7 plagues para sabihin ito. And nakakagulat, sabi niya sa verse 27, this time I have sinned. Maybe this was the first time ever in his whole life that he has said, I have sinned. This was the first time he ever admitted that he was wrong. Imagine this. It took God 7 plagues for him to cause Pharaoh to admit his fault. Gaano kaya kadaming rebuke ang kailangan gawin ng mga nakapaligid sa kanya in order for Pharaoh to admit his fault. Sa harap ng kahit sino, Pharaoh will never admit his fault. So this was indeed a first time in his life. So di lang niya inadmit na makasalanan siya, sa verse 27, the Lord is right, and I and my people are in the wrong. So, di lang ako sinner, sabi niya dyan, God is just for doing this to me and my people. He used the language of justice, and he declared God as righteous, and he is unrighteous. But we know, although this sounds like a good enough confession, makikita natin that this confession falls short of true repentance. Unang-una, Pharaoh did not confess his sins to God. Makikita natin sa mga previous plagues, he was unable to pray for himself. He needed someone else to intercede for him. And there are professing believers who are like that. Like Pharaoh, they believe in the power of prayer, and in desperate times, they call for a minister to pray for them. But in reality, they have no personal relationship with the living God. Spurgeon, sabi niya, nag-comment siya, and ito yung sabi niya, in certain instances, the man's hope in prayer is the result of a condemning faith. There is a justifying faith and a condemning faith. What, say you? Does faith ever condemn men? Yes, when men have faith enough to know that there is a God who sends judgment upon them, that nothing can remove those judgments but the hand that sent them, and that prayer moves that hand, there are persons who yet never pray themselves but eagerly cry to friends, entreat the Lord for me. There is a measure of faith which goes to increase a man's condemnations, since he ought to know that if what he believes is true, then the proper thing is to pray himself. Pharaoh never prayed to God. He calls for someone to pray for him. Pangalawa, makikita natin that this was a false confession because Pharaoh did not confess all his sins. Sabi ni Pharaoh, "This time I have sinned." So this was indeed true. But how about yung other six times that he hardened his heart? How about him keeping the Israelites in bondage and forcing them to hard labor? How about yung mga baby Jewish boys na pinatay sa Nile River? When Pharaoh failed to confess his other transgressions, he is minimizing his sin. This Pharaoh was willing to admit that he had made one or two mistakes, but he failed to recognize the depth of his depravity, the inherent rebellion of his whole nature. A confession that mentions one sin but forgets all the others is a false confession that falls short of true repentance. Hindi niya kinonfess lahat. Sabi niya, "This time I have sinned." Well, the rest of the six, I have not sinned. Moses knew that this was a false confession. Kasi sabi niya sa verse 29, Moses said to him, "As soon as I have gone out of the city, I will stretch out my hands to the Lord. The thunder will cease and there will be no more hail, so that you may know that the earth is the Lord's. But as for you and your servants, I know that you do not yet fear the Lord God." This was indeed tragic. This Pharaoh and some of the officials after seven plagues still do not fear the Lord. But let us wait until the next three plagues. And so verse 33, sabi ni Moses, sabi dyan, "So Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh and stretched out his hands to the Lord. And the thunder and the hail ceased, and the rain no longer poured upon the earth." And finally, sa verse 34, pinakita dito that Pharaoh had never really repented because he did not turn away from his sins. Verse 34, "But when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunder had ceased, he sinned yet again and hardened his heart and his servants. So the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people of Israel go, just as the Lord has spoken through Moses." This was indeed a tragic ending sa chapter 9. Now, as we close, let me ask you this question. In light of what we have studied and what is happening now, to whom will you put your faith into? Children of God put their faith in Christ, in God, their Savior, but others put their faith in themselves. If you have no relationship with Christ yet, if you are not sure where will you go after this life, it is not yet too late. God has provided a sacrifice through His Son, Jesus Christ. 2,000 years ago, God sent His Son to die on the cross. For you and me, He died on our behalf. He alone is our righteousness. No good works is good enough for us to be righteous before God. It is only through His righteousness that we are declared righteous before God. He was crucified on the cross for us to be forgiven, and He rose from the dead to prove He is able to save. And if we put our faith in His finished work, repent of our sins, and trust Him for our salvation, we will receive the gift of eternal life. That is what God promised to those who would believe. If you have a Bible at home, I suggest reading John, because ang thesis ni John is, "I write this thing so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name." I hope you would consider this with great urgency. Child of God, I am speaking to you. May this message serves as an encouragement to you that God always rescues His people. And I am not talking about temporary rescuing, but an eternal salvation. That although in this fallen world will cause suffering and pain, He promised redemption in the life to come. Like Abraham, we long for a city that has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. May God's word bring us hope as we are going through tough times in our lives today. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your wonderful word. Indeed, Panginoon, you will save those who will call to you, those who will call for salvation, Panginoon. And we thank you, Lord, for reminding us that you are sovereign in everything, Panginoon. At the same time, Lord, you are also merciful. That although nagbigay ka ng verdict kay Pharaoh, you have also given a warning for us to respond. And we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this time that you have given us. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, next week, we will study the 8th plague, or probably the 9th plague. And siguro, let us remember si Pastor Erwin sa mga prayers natin. Nasa Alaska pa rin siya. And God willing, he will be back next week dito sa Pinas. Let us continually lift him up in prayer. And maraming salamat for listening, for joining us in our midweek service. And good night sa inyong lahat. See you next week for another study of God's Word sa ating midweek service. God bless you all. Thank you.